I've just had an audience with Her Majesty the Queen following the dissolution of Parliament. The general election will be held on May the 7th. And until that day, I will be going to all four corners of all four nations of our United Kingdom with one clear message. Together, we are turning our country around. And for your sake, your family's sake, the sake of your children and their future, we must see this through together. 5 years ago, when I walked through that black door, millions of people were unemployed, there was no economic security for families, and there were worries about whether our country could pay its debts. Britain was on the brink. 5 years later, because of our long-term economic plan and the difficult decisions that we've taken, we have more people in work than ever in our history, living standards are on the rise, and Britain is more economically secure. Of course, we haven't fixed everything, but Britain is back on her feet again. 1,000 jobs are being created every single day. 750,000 more businesses are up and running. And last year, our economy grew faster than any other major economy in the advanced world. That means more people getting that job offer and more families hopeful of a better future. And to me, that's what the next 5 years should be about. Not statistics, but the jobs I want to create for our young people. The taxes I want to cut so people have more of their own money in their pockets to spend as they choose. The homes I want to build so that people can buy and own them. The better schools I want to establish so that more parents know what it's like to have a great education for their children. And the dignity and security that I want to provide for Britain's elderly in our country. This election also takes place when the world is dangerous and uncertain. So we need strong leadership to safeguard our national security as well as our economic security. That's why in 38 days, you face a stark choice. The next Prime Minister walking through that door will be me or Ed Miliband. You can choose an economy that grows, that creates jobs, that generates the money to ensure a properly funded and improving national health service, a government that will cut taxes for 30 million hard-working people, and a country that is safe and secure. Or you can choose the economic chaos of Ed Miliband, over £3,000 in higher taxes for every working family to pay for more welfare and out-of-control spending. Debt will rise and jobs will be lost as a result. Ed Miliband pays lip service to working people while planning to hike taxes and increase debt. After 5 years of effort and sacrifice, Britain is on the right track. This election is about moving forward, and as Prime Minister, here at No. 10 Downing Street, that is what I will deliver. Thank you.